Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Anatoly Zak of RussianSpaceWeb.com. About 50 years ago, the Russian mission called Soyuz 16, two cosmonauts doing a dry run on what was expected in 6 months' time to be an offer of detente in space. An Apollo spacecraft launched from the United States and a Soyuz spacecraft launched from Kazakhstan, Baikonur Cosmodrome, would rendezvous in orbit, and the astronauts would then put in an airlock and go back and forth. There were challenges. One of them was the Apollo spacecraft was pure oxygen interior. The Soyuz spacecraft was air, in other words, an oxygen-nitrogen mix, what we breathe on Earth. So what is to be done? How do you put these two together? Anatoly describes in detail here. 50 years ago, the practice run for what becomes the successful offer of detente in space in the middle of 1975. Couldn't we get back there? Unknown. Rendezvous in space. Anatoly Zak. More.
So they found the kind of technical way to, first of all, they added Apollo carried additional airlock, this kind of additional docking module, which kind of served as an airlock. The second step which they made to facilitate because the atmosphere on Apollo was pure oxygen, and on Soyuz it was a mixture of air and nitrogen. So in order to facilitate that locking, that kind of transfer process, they decided to reduce the pressure aboard the Soyuz closer to Apollo, not exactly match it. And of course, it still was nitrogen plus oxygen, unlike the Apollo. But they reduced the pressure, so that would reduce the time which cosmonauts and astronauts needed to do through the airlock process when you kind of flash nitrogen out of your bloodstream. So that would they would reduce that pressure aboard Soyuz, but only during the flight. So they needed procedure essentially, which they developed from scratch, to launch the Soyuz first, then reduce the pressure aboard to kind of vent some of the air to reduce the pressure, and only then dock to Apollo.
This tonight.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city.
From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.